You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Drones. Much in the news because of the war fighting in Ukraine and in the Middle East. Drones. Much in the news in the United States because of unexplained events over many states over these last weeks. And Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang makes it very clear to me that it's not just any state, it's New Jersey that's at issue because people could photograph them and see them at night. And why is this? And there was never, not even a half adequate explanation for why now, where did they go, why are they no longer in the news to my reading? It used to be top of the fold for even European media. So we turn to someone who is helping us understand these unexplained aerial phenomenon, Blaine Holt, General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, formerly at NATO, among other important posts. Blaine, a very good evening to you. I read that there is something called China DJI, a Chinese company that manufactures drones that's boasting that it can solve U.S. geofencing with its drones, which means that it can penetrate airports, military bases, and no-fly zones. What is DJI, and why would they invent such a technology, knowing that it's aggression, hostility? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and there's so many layers to this. DJI, just for your audience, is the world's leading commercial manufacturer of drones. So you could go down to Best Buy right now and go get yourself a DJI drone, a little personal drone. And if it's light enough and small enough, you don't even have to register it with the FAA. I think it's under 249 grams. But the big thing here is the FAA had cranked down on where these little drones could fly. They were becoming a nuisance, invading people's privacy. Burglars were using them to case places. So what they did was they set up, the government gave coordinates to DJI and said, here are the places that your drones will never fly. And so for the commercial operators, they weren't able to rip it out of the box and say, go fly over the White House or go fly over their favorite military base. They were geofenced. And now DJI, who had already been at risk of being kicked out of the United States because their stuff spies on us and does other things, well, now here we are. They have said, oh, our customers come first. So we've ripped away all the geofencing, which is actually an act of war, because you were told that if you want to sell drones in this country, this is what you'd have to do. I mean, they just took that all apart and were very belligerent to the country or the government and said, forget it. Our drones can be flown anywhere. If you couple that to the drone problem over the Northeast and across the United States, that this is quite alarming. And those drones could be quite a problem if in the event of some terror act or something like that.
Gordon, you have a question for the general.
Yeah, first of all, I'm sure that the U.S. Capitol area was geofenced. In other words, nobody could fly a drone over it because the drones physically could not fly. Now, after DJI has announced that it has removed the geofencing, days before the inauguration, someone can take a drone and fly over President Trump as he's taking the oath of office. Seems to me that what DJI has been doing here is almost inviting people to use drones to surveil military bases, the White House, the Capitol, whatever. your comments.
So if you do that, then you can create enough chaos, and welcome to fifth generation warfare. You can create enough chaos so that military or terrorist operators of drones can fly their own drones in and amongst that chaos. And to your point, a big target like the inauguration, we could find ourselves in real problems with a nefarious actor who ran that. We already have trouble tracking shapes from 0 feet up to 3,500 feet in the nation. There are ways to get at that. But what DJI just did is unacceptable for this very reason. And it presents a clear and present danger to our security.
And Blaine, what you say is so straightforward. The solution would be so straightforward. Is it in train? Banning, removing, destroying, and suing?
Well, DJI is on their way out of the United States market. Full disclosure, I'm working with one of their contestants who would replace them in the market, but all American supply chain, all American parts. But DJI, TikTok, all these other vehicles that have dual use, meaning here's the fun part of TikTok, or here's the fun part of DJI, here's the nefarious part. And on their way out of the United States, they've just made it even worse. And honestly, when we start to look at some of the reports and the sightings of full-size drones that are the size of cars, RVs, how do you then start to discern amongst these hobbyist drones, those bigger ones, and how do you know that there's not some sort of weapon on board any of them? In Ukraine, you can deliver a hand grenade now on a drone the size of a softball. So again, we need to be aggressive with this. This administration has been soft on China the entire time, and we get what we are reaping what we sow right now.
Gordon, you have a question.
Blaine, it would seem to me that in anticipation of a war, this would be a very handy thing to remove the geofencing, because then Chinese agents can basically bomb our facilities at will. And as you just pointed out, it's difficult to defend against a small drone, especially at very low altitude. I mean, what can the U.S. do about this?
Well, the U.S. keeps ignoring the fact that China is launching attack after attack after attack on us. I could make an argument that China's already gone past the threshold of acts of war against the United States. If you look at just the cyber attacks on our treasury, if you look at cyber attacks on our banking, and yet, if you go into the media, everybody will still write articles. You can find them in Bloomberg this morning about how China is somehow going to turn around its depression economy and it's going to become a good deal to operate in again. We cannot be appeasers in this, and we have to hold China to a standard. I believe that when the administration changes, you're going to find China policy becomes more responsible very fast.
Is it, Blaine, is it also true in kinetic warfare? This is information warfare most of the time, that the Chinese continue to build new weapon systems that we're not answering?
They absolutely are. They're now at a place where they're taking the copies and the things that they've stolen IP-wise, whether it's commercial companies and civilian technologies, or whether it's military technologies, they're fusing them into new and different types of weapon systems. The good news is they're still a communist country, and there's tons of corruption and graft that goes with that. So their defense base is not what it says it is. They lie about themselves quite persistently. But again, it only takes one small little drone, like we were talking about, to go downtown Main Street and take out the grid of your local town, or poison your drinking water and that type of thing, if we're just going to look the other way. And so we don't have a technology problem to deal with China. We have a political will problem, and that's got to get addressed.
Gordon, you have a question.
Or you could start a wildfire with one of these drones, right?
Yes. You absolutely can. You could have a satellite. I'm not saying this is what happened to Los Angeles, but I am saying that look at the possibility of a three-pronged attack that could exist. You could have satellites that have directed energy weapons backed up by drones. And there have been drones sighted over L.A. that have not been explained their point of origin that can deliver fire and fire enhancing weapons. And then you could back that up with the Polystab units that we know the People's Liberation Army has right here. Polystab means political stability unit, 10 to 15 members, and they are to wreak havoc when so ordered to do so. Well, I have dear friends in Los Angeles who have seen fighting age males throwing firebombs at things in L.A. and starting fires as many as they could. So, you know, we have had this country wide open for illegals, and members of every terror group around the world are represented here. The PLA is here. You'd be naive to think that they wouldn't work together on an operation.
Lane, why did DJI want us to know this? I'm presuming that it somehow empowers them. They don't mind losing the U.S. market. What does it mean?
Well, I think they know they're leaving the U.S. market anyway, so they have nothing to really lose there. I think they knew that a Trump administration would take away DJI from the United States. However, what I'm read this as is by making that announcement, they have told everyone who owns one of their drones, fly wherever you want now. It's just fine. They're trying to create chaos. And this is a, to your point at the front part, John, is this preparation of the battle space? Is this leading up to something greater? I do believe it is. And I am talking to security officials who have the exact same concerns. And all of our concerns really go to the Eastern Seaboard and Inauguration Day and any other types of targets that might be available. We are vulnerable, much the way we were vulnerable in Pearl Harbor on December 6th, 1941.
This is a sign that China intends to kill Americans.
I agree.
I was thinking about Pearl Harbor and those long-range reconnaissance airplanes that the Japanese sent out. Exactly that. Blaine Holt, retired general, United States Air Force, served as deputy military representative to NATO once upon a time. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase